Unit 2. Traditional Medicine.
In 1974, the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO, adopted a new policy. WHO tried to encourage developing countries to develop their own traditional forms of medicine instead of turning to Western medicine for expensive cures to medical problems. There were many people who looked down on this new policy, but WHO felt it was the most reasonable solution to the large health problems facing poor countries. Today, WHO estimates that a third of the global population lack easy access to modern drugs, and that in the poorest parts of Africa and Asia, that figure rises to 50%. WHO believed that the people in developing countries who could not afford or find modern medical doctors were better off using traditional medicine rather than no medicine at all. Today, traditional medicine and treatments are not only used in developing countries, but are increasing in popularity in North America and Europe. In the United Kingdom, for example, $230 million is spent on traditional remedies annually. In China, traditional herbal medicines account for 30 to 50% of all medicines used. The global market for traditional medicines is estimated to be $60 billion and growing every year. 25% of modern medicines are made from plants that were first used in traditional medicine, and scientists believe they have just scratched the surface. For example, one Chinese herbal remedy, which has been used for 2,000 years, has recently been found to be effective against varieties of malaria that have resistance to other drugs. This herb could end up saving 1 million lives a year, mostly among children. In South Africa, another traditional plant is being used to treat patients with AIDS. Recognizing the importance of traditional medicines, in 2003, WHO launched a traditional medicine strategy. Among the recommendations of this strategy, there were several areas of concern. The first area of concern is safety. WHO recommends more scientific testing on traditional medicine. Not all traditional medicines are as helpful as the two mentioned above, and some can actually be harmful. For example, in the United States, a traditional Chinese herb, Ma Huang, was sold as a diet drug. It was to blame for many heart attacks and at least a dozen deaths. In Belgium, at least 70 people received liver damage when they took an herbal remedy made from the wrong species of plant. Another area of concern is biodiversity and sustainability. Some people are worried that as herbal medicines become more popular, the plants that these medicines are made from may become endangered as they are over-harvested. For example, in eastern and southern Africa, a species of wild potato has become endangered because of reports that it is effective in the treatment of AIDS. There is also the problem of rights to drugs created from traditional remedies. Research into traditional remedies is increasingly being done by large drug companies, mostly based in Western countries. There is a fear that as these companies produce drugs, they will claim to have the rights to the medicine. WHO recognizes that there is a need to make sure that any profits from drugs produced from traditional medicines are shared with the local culture from which the medicine originated. Traditional treatments don't only include medicines. They also include such treatments as acupuncture, using needles to treat illnesses, and aromatherapy, which, as the name suggests, uses types of smell as therapy. Acupuncture, for example, started in China, but is now performed in more than 70 countries around the world. There are at least 50,000 acupuncturists in Asia alone, and another 15,000 in Europe, and 12,000 in the United States. Even conventional doctors have come to recognize the benefits of acupuncture to stop pain and to treat some illnesses. In the United Kingdom, almost half of all conventional doctors either recommend acupuncture in some cases or will perform acupuncture themselves. In fact, Several British soccer players have used acupuncture to treat injuries that, in the past, would have required surgery, or that they would have just had to put up with.